Adam West, the actor best known as Batman in the 1966 film and TV series, has died. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says West became a pop culture icon and played off his typecasting in later roles.
Adam West's turn as the straight arrow, super earnest Caped Crusader was an instant hit on television in the mid-1960s.
When dealing with powerful criminal elements, one can never be too well prepared. Let's go.
In an interview for the Archive of American Television, West explained one important key to playing the character.
Batman could never be subtle. And he, my Batman at least, I don't know, must always believe that nobody could recognize him, even though his voice was the same, and so on.
Bursting onto TV screens in gray tights, a dark cowl, and yellow utility belt, Batman was a living comic book. West played him without a hint of irony.
When you're playing Batman, it's like you can get away with anything because Batman is such an innocent.
West earned early fame acting in TV westerns. He was cast as Batman after appearing in a Nestle's Quick commercial as an Americanized version of James Bond. The Batman TV show aired from 1966 to 1968, and a feature-length movie was released in 1966. West admitted the role, which made him a pop culture icon, also left him struggling with typecasting for years after the series ended. But West eventually appeared in nearly 50 films and more TV shows. He developed a career as a voice actor, often playing roles that spoofed his Batman Bruce Wayne persona, including playing a mayor named Adam West on the Fox TV show Family Guy.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West.
In his interview with the Archive of American Television, West says he made his peace with the shadow that Batman cast over his career.
My attitude now is how many actors get the chance to create a signature role? Something that'll go on after, you know, they're gone. That's a wonderful thing.
West died Friday night after a short battle with leukemia. He was 88. Eric Deggans, NPR News.